I said we have 20,000 devices. Actually, it's not a lot. And the goal is to multiply this by at least 100. And we can do that because now with all what we call a new space, we are able to do satellites that are much smaller, cheaper, and that can do at least the same performances.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the IoT for All podcast presented by IoT for All, the number one publication and resource for the Internet of Things. I'm your host, Ryan Chacon, and on today's episode, we have Alexandra Tisserand, the president of Kinesis. They are a company that focuses on being a satellite operator and global connectivity provider. So we're going to talk about leading use cases for space and IoT, why space is a place that you should be really focusing your attention on when it comes to the progression and growth of the IoT industry, challenges in the space, as well as advice for kind of utilizing satellite connectivity for an IoT solution. So all in all, fantastic episode that I think you'll get a lot of value out of. But before we get into it, any of you out there are looking to enter the fast-growing and profitable IoT market, but don't know where to start? Check out our sponsor, Leverage. Leverage's IoT solutions development platform provides everything you need to create turnkey IoT products that you can white label and resell under your own brand. To learn more, go to iotchangeseverything.com. That's iotchangeseverything.com. And without further ado, please enjoy this episode of the IoT for All podcast. Welcome to the IoT for All podcast. Thanks for being here this week.
Thank you.
So I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. What I wanted to do is kick this off by having you give a quick introduction about yourself to our audience. So just background experience, things that will be relevant for our audience to know.
Yeah, very good. So thanks for having me today. I am Alexander Tisserand. I'm the president of Kinesis, which is a new satellite operator and a connectivity provider dedicated to the IoT. So myself, I have background as an IT engineer. I've worked for French government, for a Californian startup, and now I'm at Kinesis since the beginning, which means like 5 years ago now, in Toulouse in France. And so we are a company, we are 62 people now, and we, as I say, are a satellite operator. That means that today we have 8 satellites flying in space, in low orbit, and we have already commercial service available, and so we connect 20,000 objects around the Earth, thanks to our satellites. And we raised 2 years ago 100 million euros to launch next year, 2023, 25 new nano satellites to improve the performances of our constellation, our service, and so to lower the cost and to be able to have new markets available for space IoT.
Fantastic. So, well, let me ask you, what use cases do you all focus on? Is there any kind of particular use cases that have kind of led the way on from your side of things?
Yeah, well, on the surface of the globe, we only have like around 50% of the surface, which is covered by terrestrial networks, which is fine for when you're human or when you have objects in cities or connected territories. But 85% of the surface is not connected. That includes, of course, oceans, seas, deserts, mountains, or whatever. And so our use cases are mainly related to the fact that for some objects that are traveling around the world, they lack connectivity. So we'll focus on historically on science and wildlife monitoring, shipping vessels tracking, and now we're also going into logistics market in large, from rail to containers to sea, smart agriculture, we're also monitoring energy infrastructures from pipeline to dams or water towers, for example. So we have many use cases that are interesting for satellites. One thing we may add is that satellite connectivity is really complementary to terrestrial connectivity. And so we will not, for example, go on typical terrestrial IoT stuff like smart cities, sure. But we will more be into hybrid connectivity between terrestrial and satellite to follow things all around the world.
Gotcha. Fantastic. So let me ask from your perspective with the industry as a whole, why have we as an IoT industry now started to move to space? So like, why is space such a important kind of element to the growth of the industry and use cases?
Yeah. Well, one thing that is interesting is that we are not exactly moving towards space and in the history of IoT, actually, space was here before terrestrial networks. We come from a world, the Argo system world, where we had satellites back in the 80s, in 1980s, where we already have a few satellites that connected some wild animals. Now, it was for some scientists, and so it was little like artisanal stuff, I would say. So now we're going to space because we can do in an industrial way. And this is really the shift that we are living right now. I said we have 20,000 devices. Actually, it's not a lot. And the goal is to multiply this by at least 100. And we can do that because now with all what we call new space, we are able to do satellites that are much smarter, cheaper, and that can do at least the same performances. And so when you have your infrastructure that is costs a lot less, you are able to lower your cost of connectivity and so to have new markets available to space. So it's really this access to space that is cheaper that allows you to augment the connectivity surface with satellites.
Right. Well, yeah, I that makes total sense. Do you, outside of what you're seeing in the space from a use case perspective, where do you kind of see, if we look, let's say, 6, 12 months down the road, maybe 18 months kind of thing, where do we see as more satellites get launched and more connectivity is available in the IoT space, what industries and use cases do you really think will kind of start to become bigger adopters of IoT? And those use cases, what would those be that will be able to be, or I guess be enabled with the addition of going to space?
Well, like I said, we have some of them, many of them actually. Logistics is really one of them, which is very interested in IoT. In space IoT, the only point is that logistics industry is really tough on price. And so it's not easy to make money in this sector. On the contrary, on the agriculture side or on the energy side, industry side, it's something that is really interesting. For example, we have industries that have several sites, industrial sites around the world, like for oil or just for water treatment. And these sites are not very well connected with terrestrial networks. And more than that, they don't want to depend on local networks in case of a trouble. They want to be able to communicate without terrestrial networks. And so this is where we typically are today focusing on, because these people have a real interest in the technology. They also have enough money to put on. And so this is the most viable use cases I see today.
Fantastic. So I wanted to ask, so when you, in the process of building the company and getting to where you are now, what have been some of the biggest challenges that you've come across from your side of things?
Well, I would say there was two major. The first one has been to convince investors to finance the company. I mean, 100 million euros is not a little deal. And when you're talking about space, and it was 3 years ago almost now, it was not that common that it is now, I mean, in the minds of investors. And so we first had to convince investors that this is a good project. And so to do that, we had a chance to have the French Space Agency with us that helped us to validate technically the project and so to give confidence to investors. This was the financing part was really a hard one, and fortunately we could do it in time. And the second one is not exactly on the infrastructure satellite side, but more on the commercial side, because we are in the process of educating new players, new industries, new clients to the space IoT. I mean, a lot of them know IoT, but they're not very familiar with the whole possibility of it, and especially with the space IoT. So this takes time, this costs people and money, but this is totally necessary. So we put in place an organization to educate markets, animate an ecosystem. Like in 1 month, we are doing our first partner day. We gather all the ecosystem of manufacturers, device manufacturers, clients of Kinéis, so they can meet up and, you know, develop some interesting partnerships. And so all this stuff has to be done. So we're happy to do it, though it takes a little time.
Gotcha. Yeah, absolutely. So let me, one other question I had about this, kind of from a challenges perspective, when it, this is a little bit different from talking about the technology and the use cases and such, but just what did, I guess I'm trying to think of the best way to ask this question. When it goes from a company reaching out to you, like a potential client, turning them from a prospect to a client, going from that POC to full development in a amount of time that is relatively acceptable by the new client, what are some of the challenges that you all have seen making that happen, speeding up that time to basically the proof of concept, the pilot? And what kind of advice do you have for companies out there looking to improve that process themselves and maybe struggle with it as well?
Yeah, well, this is really a good question and a good challenge. It definitely takes time, always too much. What is important is really to focus on the customer pain points. I mean, we're coming with a solution, a technical solution, so we can connect anything, anywhere. Okay, fine. But what is a client trying to solve? And it's just, he wants to connect something, but for what? For location, to know it better, to do predictive maintenance, to prevent loss or whatever. And so you have to understand that, because at the end, the connectivity itself is just a part of the solution. And so you have to partner with obviously the right device manufacturers, but maybe also the good solution integrator provider, if it's not you. And so already you have to take time to understand it very well. And if at the end, maybe your connectivity is not the best for that, okay, that's fine. You don't lose your time and you will see another client for that. But don't go too fast with a client that just looks interested in your solution, technology,
right?
Because maybe at the end you will take like 12 months to do a POC and a lot of energy at the end, and you will just see that, okay, this is actually not the best solution for the problem he has. And so you just lose 12 months, half a people to do that all the time. So really understand the use case, understand the pain point and what you are bringing as a solution, and don't hesitate to accept that your solution is not the best for this case.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been a very interesting kind of evolution for companies being able to do this better and better and better as they learn how to first bring in prospects, turn them into a client that is willing to pay and work with them to build a proof of concept, and then proving the use case and the ROI out to get to a scale deployment, and doing that in an amount of time that is acceptable within the organization, that meets their deadlines, that starts to, you know, solves the problem that they're looking to solve quickly. But I think it is a challenge that a lot of companies still face, and it'd be interesting to kind of see how companies continue to work to solve and speed that up. And I think the availability of new technologies, you know, like we're talking about today, having the nano satellites being increasing connectivity, those kinds of things are just going to make this more and more accessible and the chance of success higher.
Exactly. Totally agree with that.
So as we look out, let's say, you know, for the next few years, what are you most excited about? What is the company kind of, what's on the roadmap? What are you kind of focused on doing? And what should we as an audience be focused on, I guess paying attention to and looking forward to?
Yeah, sure. Well, the first thing is that we are still in the deployment of our new system, new concession. Like I said, we already have satellites, but we are launching 25 new ones next year from New Zealand. And in the meantime, we are deploying a network of ground stations around the world. So we post regularly on social networks where we are in terms of deployment. But yeah, to give you an example, I mean, the space constellation is really a big thing in the room for us. Like I just brought a model of the satellite. See, it's just it's a 1/5 model. So it's not that big, you know. And so at the end, the satellite is just 20 by 20 by 40 centimeter. I mean, the yellow box is that size. So it's like a big shoebox. So this really interesting tech stuff exciting us today in this space domain. Besides, we all have this ecosystem animation that is taking a lot of time to us. And so, like I said, we have our first partner there next month. We just opened a subsidiary in the US like 6 months ago, and so we're deploying also in the US market. So really looking forward to add a lot of new players in our ecosystem. And so 2023 will really be the year of preparation of the launch of the constellation, both on the tech space side and on the commercial and device side.
Absolutely, yeah, it's an awesome space that you're in. I think what you have going on is very interesting. And I've been speaking to a bunch of companies recently who are getting into the satellite IoT space and really trying to make it more plausible for companies to have better access to that kind of connectivity to enable more use cases. So what you all have going on is awesome for the industry, and I'm very excited to kind of stay in touch and see how it goes. For our audience out there who wants to follow up, ask questions, learn more about what you're going, what you have going on, those kinds of things, what's the best way to do that?
Well, just go, on our website, or maybe just on LinkedIn. You just look for Kinéis on LinkedIn, and we post a lot of news there. And so just follow us, and you can enter in contact with us whenever you want. We're quite reactive to do that. So,
perfect. Well, really appreciate your time. This has been a great episode. Thank you so much for kind of coming on and sharing some of the insights that you have. Look forward to getting this out to our audience, and would love to have you back at some point in the future.
Sure. We will. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you. All right, everyone. Thanks again for joining us this week on the IoT for All podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please leave a rating or review and be sure to subscribe to our podcast on whichever platform you're listening to us on. Also, if you have a guest you'd like to see on the show, please drop us a note at ryan@iotforall.com, and we'll do everything we can to get them as a future guest. Other than that, thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.